With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. Polls will be open in Davenport from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. for today's primary election. Voters are choosing candidates for the November ballot for mayor and alderman. Iowa law now requires voters to show identification to cast a ballot, and only the following cards will be accepted: an Iowa driver's license, Iowa non-operator's ID card, Iowa voter identification card for Iowa voters who don't have either of the other, a U.S. passport or a U.S. military or veteran's ID card. You can find out where to vote online at scottcountyiowa.com/auditor. The general election will be held on November the 5th, and for the first time, municipal and school board elections will be on the same day. Republican lawmakers have chosen Pat Grassley to lead the Iowa House of Representatives. Katerina Sestarik reports the decision came a week after Speaker Linda Oppmeyer announced she's stepping down.
Grassley is considered the speaker-select until the full House votes to install him as speaker in 2020. He's a farmer from New Hartford and the grandson of U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. He chaired the House committee that handles state budgets. Grassley says House Republicans are unified behind their new leadership team and says he wants to be as open as possible in his new position. Grassley was asked if his grandfather made calls to lawmakers on his behalf.
We had a conversation because I'd be quite frank with you. I asked him that if he wouldn't do that, because I think that when you look at an election like this, I think it's really about what the will of the caucus is.
Republicans also elected Matt Winschittle of Missouri Valley as the new House Majority Leader, replacing Chris Hagenow of Urbandale. I'm Katerina Sestarik, Iowa Public Radio News.
A jury is sided with a local newspaper in a lawsuit brought by a former administrator of the city of Davenport. A Scott County jury ruled in favor of the Quad City Times and its journalists. Former city administrator Craig Malin had sued, arguing the paper published false stories and opinion pieces about his official actions, forcing him out after 14 years with the city. The newspaper is reporting on Davenport's handling of financial negotiations for a new casino prompted the mayor to call for Malin's termination. The newspaper defended its coverage as accurate watchdog journalism protected by the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. The Quad City Times reported that Malin had sought more than $1.5 million in damages. The judge ordered Malin to pay court costs. Public health officials in Illinois have awarded $350,000 in grants to help improve health care for women of reproductive age. The Illinois Department of Public Health says 14 agencies won competitive grants, and the recipients include health departments in Henry and Fulton counties, plus three other counties and two organizations in Chicago. The goal is to increase the percentage of women ages 18 to 44 who get preventive medical care. The Cardinals stayed alive in the NL Division Series by beating the Braves 5-4 in 10 innings. The series is tied at 2 games apiece and moves back to Atlanta for Game 5 tomorrow. The Nationals evened up their series with the Dodgers at 2 apiece with a 6-1 win. The Yankees advanced to the American League Championship by beating the Twins 5-1 and sweeping their division series. Tampa Bay fended off elimination by beating the Astros 10-3. In football, San Francisco beat Cleveland 31-5. The Mississippi River is holding at 1.7 feet above flood stage in the Quad Cities and 2.2 feet above flood stage in Muscatine. It's expected to stay that way for the next week. The Rock River at Joslyn is 4 feet above flood stage and falling now. At Moline, it's 2 feet above flood stage and expected to begin falling today. We'll see some chances of rain Thursday night and Friday. It'll be cooler on the other side. Highs will be around 70 today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Just 60 on Friday and 50 Saturday and Sunday. Overnight lows will drop to the mid to upper 30s for the weekend.